Welcome to your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping you updated on behalf of Financial Services Online. We begin with a cautionary tale that underscores the importance of full disclosure with your insurance company. Last week, an Uber Eats driver's insurance claim unraveled when it was discovered his vehicle had been used for commercial purposes. The driver was part of a rear-end collision while making a delivery, but this important detail of his vehicle's use had been left out when he renewed his policy with Auto and General Services. The claim was denied, and even the Australian Financial Complaints Authority reinforced the insurer's decision, highlighting the importance of honesty about critical information such as vehicle use. Moving from individual policyholders to larger regulation issues, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA, has raised the red flag on Pacific International Insurance. Due to governance failings concerning intermediary oversight, APRA has decided to enforce a capital reserves increase by $10 million onto the insurer. This decision trailblazes Suzanne Smith's stern warning about stricter supervision on outsourced insurance functions. While Pacific International Insurance has begun tackling these problems, APRA demands further action to ensure compliance. On the topic of insurance disputes, a noteworthy case involving damage due to rodents has sparked attention. Strata Community Insurance Agencies denied coverage for water damage, claimed to be caused by a dishwasher hose, on the grounds of rodent activity. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with the insurance company, pointing towards comprehensive proof in insurance disputes. This case emphasizes the importance of comprehensive documentation and expert evaluations for insurance claimants. Finally, the Australian financial sector is feeling the heat with ASIC's latest report. The increasing number of self-reported compliance breaches are signaling a call for improved risk management. The general insurance sector has reported the second highest number of breaches, stressing the crucial need for prevention. That's our wrap for this Monday, November 11th, 2024. Remember that for all your personal and business insurance needs, you can head over to our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori keeping you informed. Make sure to tune in next week for more insights from the Australian insurance industry.